Open House this week will feature guest hosts from the South Mountain Partnership. The South Mountain Partnership is a collaborative network of people and organizations protecting and promoting the agricultural, natural, cultural, and recreational resources of Adams, Cumberland, Franklin, and York counties. Over time, we have transformed into an alliance of citizens, businesses, nonprofits, colleges and universities, and government agencies all working together because we love the place that we call home. Our work can only move forward with the help of our partners, and today we want to highlight the important work they are doing in the region. We hope you will join us. Click the link below or scan the QR code to learn more about our State of the Region project.
Welcome to Open House. This is a program celebrating great people doing great work in the community. I'm Julia Chain, a guest host from the South Mountain Partnership. And today I'm honored to be joined by my guest, Christine Messer. Christine is a historic preservation consultant working in the South Mountain region. And specifically today, we'll get into a little bit talking about a project she's working on in conjunction with Shippensburg University called Empowering Communities to Preserve Historic Resources in the South Mountain. Christine, so glad to have you here. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So the South Mountain Partnership, as you know, is a collection of people. We're really a people-first organization, and we work as a network. We have a whole variety of partners with a really diverse set of interests. So everything from agriculture, history, natural, you know, animal species, the whole gamut, and then people working in a lot of different industries, people who are retired, people who are volunteers, people who work for planning offices, educational institutions. We really bring a lot of different diverse voices to the table. And so you have been in our community and doing great work for, I feel like, a decade at least that I've worked with you. And so it's a real pleasure to be interviewing you today. So tell me a little bit about yourself and some of the work you do.
Okay, well, I hold a master's from Shippensburg University in Applied History with a concentration on historic preservation and cultural resource management. And with that, I do research and writing about historic places, historic people. And then I also help people who want to learn about historic preservation, so I kind of like educate mm-hmm. them on that and reach out to, whether it's somebody who, if they want to repurpose a building, I reach out to a contractor that's familiar with doing that, or if they want to do a grant, you know, I help them to figure out grants and things like that.
Oh, wonderful. That sounds like really important work. Sounds like you're a liaison and help sorting, getting people their historic places connected with people who care about them. So that's a pretty neat mission. So what are the historic resources of the South Mountain region or the Cumberland Valley? You know, what do you see around here that excites you?
Well, what I see is basically the old homes, mm-hmm. Whether they're stone or wood or stucco type. Usually the focus is on anything like the National Register has, which is 50 years or older. So now that takes us into the 1970s. And believe it or not, ranch homes are historic homes. So you look at that, then of course we look in the early settlement, you know, of the 18th century and into that, the stone houses. And some of the, you know, when you take them down, they find that there's little cabins underneath them. So it's the homes. And even farms, homesteads. Yeah. There's a people's farm that's in Southampton Township in Cumberland County that is a whole homestead, just like the McCormick Farm that's in Silver Spring Township.
Yeah, so much that we do at the South Mountain Partnership is to protect and preserve that feeling of home.
Right.
And I think home comes in a lot of ways, but one of the things that I know I associate with this area is seeing those historic downtowns, the historic homes that, you know, I've lived in my whole life, and they certainly bring a lot of character to our area, that's for sure.
Right, and that's, it's about the sense of place. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you have these places that people love and it gives the culture of a past time, you know, of what time was like before the people moving in there. You know, one of those is like Wellsboro mm-hmm. in northern Pennsylvania, or down in Waynesboro.
Yeah.
You know, I think that is, that's a beautiful town.
Yeah.
Even Mechanicsburg has, and Carlisle.
Yeah.
You know, they all have all of that. So I think it's the sense of place.
Right.
And one of the questions is what makes this feel like home?
Mm-hmm.
And people will say, you know, it's the character of the place. It's these old places. You know, if it tells a story.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think probably many people who are living in those historic homes, including those ranch homes now, are probably wondering how to learn more about their history. Do you have a kind of a quick answer for if someone's curious about learning about their home, where they should start?
Well, where they need to start is with the deeds.
Okay.
And actually, this coming, our next workshop with the program that the partnership with that, which I can share a little bit more then, but with that, or actually it's at the Cumberland County Historical Society, and Kara Curtis, who's the archivist and librarian there, she's going to go over some of those details of how to research your historic property.
Neat. Okay, well, I'm going to ask you more about that in a minute then. So we know that we have these great historic homes, great downtowns, great farms. How do those interact with our cultural history, our outdoor recreation, and the outdoors? Like, what's the intersection of those areas in the South Mountain?
Okay, well, because I live mostly in Cumberland County, I'm more familiar with those places. So, although Michaux State Park kind of stretches into, or State Forest, whatever, stretches into other counties.
Yeah.
But there you have the Michaux, the camp,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's there. That so it has historic. There's some remnants there left from the CCC camp, as well. You know, it was also a Japanese. A Japanese and German prison during World War II. And then you go down, you have the Litort Spring Preserve that they totally cleaned up.
Yeah.
And then you have an old barn there,
right.
you know, that's now on the National Register. And so there you're blending all of that and history and then some culture and you know, with the conservation park. And then even it going to, on Bernheisel Bridge Road, the Scott Farm, you know, and I don't remember which barn it is, but in connection with that, I don't know if it was the Scott Farm or the one at Lee Tork, but there's a rare bat, the big-eared bats or something, apparently nest in one of those barns. And I don't remember which one it was, but I remember hearing.
Right, so the species of, you know, concern we're trying to protect are using our historic resources.
Right.
So they're seeing an intersection there. And do you think that folks who are outdoors, maybe recreating, is seeing historic and cultural resources something that that they prioritize or that we offer in the region? Like, do you see both of those things? If you're out walking, for example, are you going to see some historic resources?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, like Michaux, you know, walking through Michaux, walking through Litort, you know, and then, of course, there's the rail trail.
Right.
You know, which, you know, that is up there. You know, that has the Conrail Museum there at I believe the head of the the trailhead, and then of course there's another museum. You know, they have the Conrail, you know, and then they have the other museum there, and you know, so you have that connects, you know, and maybe hopefully someday it'll connect all the way to the Susquehanna River. And
absolutely,
who knows,
that's our
goal.
So
yeah, so that's part of that when you're out in the recreational part of, you know, whether it's bike riding, bike trails or walking trails or horse
ride. And when you're on the Cumberland Valley Rail Trail, you're seeing lots of agriculture too, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Absolutely. So I know you have a lot of passion for this work. I wanted to hear more about this project that you're working on now, the Empowering Communities to Preserve Historic Resources in the South Mountain. Tell me about that.
Okay, well, this project actually started out in 2019 with a proposal that I sent to Brian Van Sweden when he was at the State Historic Preservation Office. So sent the proposal, and then he connected with, I think, you and Elizabeth Granite at Planning, County Planning, Cumberland County Planning, and then Lindsay, when Lindsay Varner was here.
And she represents the.
And she represents. She Lindsay Varner was the outreach director at the time. And
for the Cumberland County Historical Society.
Yeah, yes, perfect. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, thank you. So we had like one or two meetings on that, and then COVID hit.
Right. Yeah.
So it kind of fried it for the moment. And then I came back, you know, after I got my master's, or while I was working on my master's, come back and talk to Brian about if he would come back and assist in this. So yeah, so then we ended up, I talked to Steve Berg from Shippensburg University, so then we just started a partnership then with Shippensburg University, the center, Shippensburg University's Center for Land Use and Sustainability, Cumberland County Planning, Cumberland County Historical Society, and the State Historic Preservation Office. So what we've been doing is we have scheduled 4 workshops. And, you know, the first workshop is an overall, and there are videos on them that's going to be coming out that, you know, we're getting there.
Awesome.
Yeah. So so now we're going to be doing our 3rd workshop at the Cumberland County Historical Society on September 17th.
September 17th. So on September 17th, folks can come in the evening and learn about how to research their properties?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Super. And we've been really excited to support the project. The South Mountain Partnership mini grant program has helped fund a portion of it. And I know that for me, it feels like an opportunity to work proactively as a community to start these conversations before an important historic resource is at risk.
Right.
So by giving this educational opportunity and these videos that will live on after it, I think you're giving folks the information to protect and think about what it is that they love in our home.
And it's really interesting when you go to the workshops and you see the outcome.
Yeah.
You know, the people that actually come out to that are interested in that, you know, and the biggest thing though with their interest in it is of course funding, how to fund and preserve these historic places. So that's going to be our very last program workshop in October.
Yeah, that's a really great topic because from whether you're a homeowner with an old house or you're a business working in a historic building or a nonprofit trying to tell the story in a museum setting, all of those folks, it's an expensive proposition to maintain your historic resources in any of those cases.
Right.
So I'll be interested to hear what you guys share about that. Mm-hmm. Now, so tell me about, like, to me, this is like the quintessential partnership because you're coming in and you've got a variety of different groups working together. Mm-hmm. What's been exciting about working together, like bringing those different perspectives to the table?
Well, I think it's just really interesting because you have the academic side of it with Dr. Berg, and then you have the county planning side of it, you know, and then you have the Cumberland County Historical Society, you know, with the whole history of that. And then, and of course, there is some touching of national or as historic preservation with that somewhat. And then there's the State Historic Preservation Office. So it's just bringing all of that. And one of the things that we knew this going in was that there's 3 different places where there are historic properties. There's inventories of historic properties. The State Historic Preservation Office, the county, and the Cumberland County Historical Society. So one of the goals with this project, too, is that we want to set up a GIS map. And locate these on a map and just inventory them, you know, so anybody can have them and put them in one place. You know, the ideal place would be on the county website, you know.
Absolutely. So I know that this project has sort of recently expanded to begin to discover some untold stories. Can you tell me about what is an untold story and what are they in the Cumberland County area?
Yeah, this is really interesting and exciting to do for it to be a part of this because the untold stories are also, you know, there's some of the underrepresented groups and, you know, like Native Americans, African Americans, women, the migrant workers, you know, just to name a few, you know, that we're looking at. So what we want to do is we want to tell those stories. Mm-hmm. And what we plan on doing, I'm not quite sure of when we're going to do it. I think it's going to be in November, but I'm not sure. But we're going to have then 3 virtual meetings on them and where we're going to talk about these underrepresented and what they mean to the South Mountain region.
Yeah.
Those stories, you know,
absolutely. I think those communities and many others have shaped the land and the community we have, and to honor them by bringing their stories to light sounds like a wonderful project to me. So I'm excited to hear more about that as well.
Yeah.
So you know the South Mountain Partnership has been working on the State of the Region project, and that had originally started by creating a report card that sort of gave us a grade, shall we say, though not an official grade, on how we were doing in a variety of areas. And so we did look at cultural resources as part of that, and we developed some action steps based on what we found. And so we're taking on a series of projects over the next 5-10 years to try to help with some of the metrics that we found in that report card. So one of our action projects is related to historic resources, and we're committed to inventorying historic resources across the county and throughout the South Mountain region, which extends beyond just Cumberland County.
Right.
So why is an inventory useful, do you think?
Well, an inventory is useful for one thing, to hopefully prevent demolition or some sort of damage to that historic property. Mm-hmm. Not that being on a list would prevent it from demolition, but it certainly is a benefit.
Yeah.
You know, so that that is one. And that would be also something that the communities themselves, the people themselves, would be able to look at and see, you know, if they wonder if you know, if something comes under risk, you know, in their community, they would be able to see it. And then they tell the story, you know, because what we would like to do is have the story of the historic property, you know, attached to where the building is.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think it's just telling that story. And the thing is, this area is very diverse. I mean, it's very diverse now, but back in the early days, when the first Europeans came, it was very diverse. It was full, you know, people from all over Europe came. So, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories to tell there.
Right.
And I know that as part of this Empowering Communities project, you're going to be working on some first steps of like an app or a collection system for that inventory, which is really exciting. And you mentioned that an inventory could help prevent demolition, and I'm curious to hear more about that. So is there a planning use for a list of historic resources in an area? How could that fit into like a municipal plan or a county plan?
Yeah, well, I think whenever, you know, Cumberland County has its comprehensive plan. Mm-hmm. Each municipality has their comprehensive plan. I think it needs to be done every 7 years, I think, is what is suggested. And so in that comprehensive plan, it's pretty much of a outlook of what the future, what they would like for the future. So, and of course, the MPC, the Municipality Planning Code, kind of mandates what municipalities can do. And I do know that the word historic preservation is in that manual 16 times.
Right. Yeah.
So so I think it just can help with the planning and the preservation. And, you know, how can you, you know, zoning is a big thing.
Yes.
And some sort of, to lay over, you know, the zoning, a layer over it to do that, to protect it.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. And just having that information can be a really great start to that.
Right.
Do you think that having those historic resources could, one of the ideas that I've sort of been batting around in my head at least would be maybe we could do a trail, you know, one of our other priorities is creating regional trail systems, but maybe the trail relates to the historic resources and connects them, because there's a lot of similar stories across our region. You could have trails that connect places that were of significance for a variety of topics.
Right,
I bet.
Right. And I think one is, you know, I think when you look at the different homes, and one thing I learned when I was working on the Bell Tavern many, many years ago, which brought me in this to this point, was how this area was a hotbed for anti-federalist.
Mm.
You know, so just going around to those different areas, you know, those people who own them, there's a couple of them that's already recognized, you know, so yeah, I mean, but then you can also, with those trails, you're blending the culture and the nature and just everything about them, because what I know that they're trying to get rid of the invasive plants as well, bringing all the natural plants from the area. So it's just, it would just be, you know, connecting all that would be a whole story there of different things.
Well, we love to find the sort of the synthesis of all of that at the South Mountain Partnership. So speaking of working here in the South Mountain. Tell me about how working in a collaborative network like this, what benefits does that bring to you or to this project? You know, obviously we helped with a little funding for the project,
right.
But is having the partnership and those connections, has that been influential in your project?
Yes. Well, Julia, I will tell you that without the grant from South Mountain, we wouldn't be doing this project. You know, so we really appreciate that we were able to do that. And of course, it was a DCNR plan, grant, you know, funding as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, gotta thank you both for that. So what it means, you know, the partnerships, it takes a village, you know, back in the day, that whole big thing takes a village. And here it still takes
a village.
Yes, and it's taken a region, a little bigger than a village now. So it's taken that, you know, it's taken a region, you know, and if we can spread it across the whole South Mountain region, which includes, from my understanding is, Cumberland, Franklin, Adams, and York, you know, I mean, if we could just get some sort of, if it could become contagious, you know, and spread over and something for the whole region. I mean, and then you think about those people who walk the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah.
I mean, they go somewhere and they could learn a lot from that. But the South Mountain, the partnership, you know, and it's just so many different people and business and organizations and everything. So it is a true kind partnership that we're all striving for the same goal.
Well,
so.
I loved your point about it being contagious, because I think your passion for this is contagious, and the work that you're doing on this project is going to be so applicable all across the region, and the way that you've set it up, it applies throughout the counties, and people can pick it up and take it into their community. So I really thank you for the work that you've been doing on this, and thanks for joining me today to talk about it. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Julia, for having me. This was great. I'm glad that we got to do this.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. That was Open House. Thank you for joining us.